FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
Maybe this is because we work at a radio station where the radio is like in our head all the time. Mm-hmm. Like either I'm in the car listening to FM News Talk 97.1, or I've got cans on my head, earphones, where I'm constantly listening to 97.1. We're running this Goodwill commercial right now with the dude whose old rock concert t-shirt is still hanging in his closet. Have you heard this?
Yeah. I think of you every time.
Thank you.
Every
I thought,
single time.
These people that I work with must think that this is Mark Cox's
just
t-shirt.
For you. Well, it's funny because I thought too, like when you started radio full time, I'm like, he got to bust those out and start wearing them every day. Like
yeah. The AC/DC, the Van Halen. I've got all of my old rock concert t-shirts.
Making up for lost time of not being able to wear them on TV.
If you haven't heard the spot, you will eventually, but the guy's like, he just going on, hey, dude, this is your old rock t-shirt. You haven't worn me. I know you're retired, but I still got a lot of life. You should donate me to Goodwill. I got a lot of those that are probably screaming in the back of my closet somewhere.
Well, and I thought about Michelle's friend that made the quilt with the t-shirts that she wasn't supposed to make. I was like, don't donate them. Don't make quilts. Keep them. Like, don't do anything with those
t-shirts.
Oh, I know.
I know. Yeah, very true. Hey, anyway, glad you're with us this morning. I promise you what this show is going to be today, tomorrow, and even Monday and Tuesday of next week. It is going to be royal wedding news free.
Yes.
Because nobody here cares. We're getting text alerts on our phones from CNN and all these networks with breaking news on who is or isn't attending this event, and I could care less.
Yeah, I got a news alert that the dad is not officially not attending.
Who cares?
I don't care.
I don't care. I just don't. So anyway, I just want to promise you that.
I guess we're the minority. I don't know, but I'm glad we're all together.
We're all together. Just stay tuned, and you won't have to suffer through that stuff here on the Mark Cox Show. Hey, got a lot coming up for you today. We're going to talk to Senator Jim Talent in the next hour. We've got Jack Devine on a little later this morning. He's a veteran of the CIA, talking about some of this stuff going on with Gina Haspel and her confirmation hearing. So we're going to get to all of that and more in just a minute. But first, I want you to listen to this.
Honestly, my takeaway when all of this was going on is that someone has information on our opponent. You know, things are going a million miles an hour. You know what it's like to be on a campaign. We just won Indiana, but we're talking about a contested convention. Things are going a million miles an hour again. And, hey, wait a minute. I've heard about all these things, but maybe this is something. I should hear him out.
My guest is, that, of course, was Don Trump Jr., but my guest this morning is Kamara Clifton, who is a political strategist with the Clifton Network Partners. And we're talking about these transcripts that have been released by the Senate Judiciary Committee on this big meeting between Don Trump Jr. and this Russian lawyer last year, this 1,800 pages. Kamara, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Well, it's great to have you on. You know, I'm thinking to myself, I always thought this was much ado about nothing. Did we learn anything new yesterday about this meeting?
No, and actually, you know, Mark, you were spot on from the beginning. It is much ado about nothing. It was a perfect distraction for desperate Democrats. And it's now that the documents have made public, everybody can read and make sure for themselves. But there's nothing to report. You know, there's a lot to talk about collusion with Russia. But the focus is in the wrong place. It's not collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russian operatives. It's probably more seriously collusion between Mark Zuckerberg and the Russians, and also Hillary Clinton and the Russians. But you never hear much about that because that's not the talking points that the left wants us to have.
Well, the thing that amazes me is that the focus is on a solicited meeting that Don Trump Jr. decided to take along with some other top members of the campaign under the impression that this individual had some story that needed to get out about the Hillary Clinton. They didn't pay for the meeting. They wanted to hear what the woman had to say. That all seems legitimate to me, even though the left is slack-jawed over it. And at the same time, we know as a fact that the Hillary Clinton campaign and the DNC, paid something on the level of $6 million to a law firm to do opposition research that resulted in the Steele dossier. Why is that not a much bigger deal?
Because the media is not controlled by the fourth estate like you are. You are only interested in telling your audience and sharing with the world the fact is we know them. The rest of the media, mostly called mainstream, has no interest in that. They are into shaping public opinion by, you know, convolution and missteps and misrepresentation and harsh talking points. That's really the reason that this just drags on, because they don't, I mean, think about what else do they really have to talk about? And when you think about that meeting, and you hit it right on with the oppositional research, they're not a campaign from city manager, or not, they're usually hired, a mayor, all the way to the White House, that doesn't do oppositional research on their opponents. Everyone does it, no matter what side of the aisle you sit on. So it wasn't an unusual thing for the Trump operatives to take a meeting like that, but the reality is nothing came of it, nothing was committed to, and to your point, nothing was paid for, and so it should have been like a five-minute thing in terms of media coverage, and we've just celebrated the one-year anniversary of this.
Yeah, and where does it end? I heard Rudy Giuliani say, you know what, bring it on. You've had 12 months. Issue your report. We'll challenge it if we need to, but it's time to bring this to a conclusion.
Absolutely. And I'm so glad that he's working now with the administration in an official capacity, because, you know, people of a certain age probably will not remember him this way, but I remember him as always looking for truth and justice in everything, and even when it was unpopular. And that was when he was a state's attorney, and that was when he was, you know, mayor and all the roles that he's had.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that it's time now focusing on what really matters. What really matters is that we're taking action against Venezuela. What really matters is that we're trying to solve some problems in the Pacific, especially on the Korean Peninsula, that have not been resolved for 70 years.
Yeah.
We moved our embassy to the official city in Israel, where it should have been since 1948. Those are the things that matter in the world. At home, of course, everybody knows the good news that's going on here, but who's talking about it? You.
Yeah, that's
so,
right.
You know, hey. This is important.
Kamara Clifton, listen, I appreciate your time. Is there somewhere where people can go to learn more about you?
You know, I love it when they email me, because it's a more direct relationship. I'll give you my email address, and I take all emails very seriously, and I always respond. It's kamara.c.clifton@gmail.com.
Kamara C. Clifton at gmail.com. Listen, I appreciate your time.
God bless you.
Yep, you too.
Good work.
Thank you very much for your time this morning. Boy, she is spot on. The Donald Trump thing, the Don Trump Jr. thing, took on added significance for one reason, because the woman he met with's name was like Natasha or something, remember?
Now on to the hardest part of in this plan.
And that is?
We going to take Washington.
Darling, that's not hard.
No.
Look at headline.
Boston takes Washington 7-2.
Anybody can take Washington.
Thank you. It's Boris and Natasha. That must be it. All right, you're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show. More to come after this. 314-241-9797.